good sword and a trusty hand, a merry heart and true.
Yes, I think I'm getting
is that right so far?
I think I'm getting it, yes.
King James's men shall understand what Cornish lads can do.
Yes, I don't understand as
right.
Well.
And shall we know the where or when.
And then the same again.
And shall
once again the same.
Here's 20,000 Cornish men. We'll know the reason why.
Yes,
and then we go into chorus. And shall Trelawney live? And shall Trelawney die?
Here's
20,000 Cornish men. We'll know the reason why.
Yes, I think I'm getting that quite well. It's going to be, I didn't think more practice.
I didn't think it did badly there at all.
No, I think it was wonderful.
I mean, because that was sight reading, and which,
yes.
You know, with no,
sight reading,
lenses.
No music.
Ear reading, yes.
But you're very lucky, Ben, aren't you, having a Cornish national anthem?
Yes, I suppose you would call that our unofficial. Well, I suppose the official Cornish anthem is such. It's become such, anyway.
Oh,
you
yes,
don't
yes,
have
yes.
one yet in...
We don't have one here in Stacton Trestle. No, we don't. Evadne is working on it. She's composing.
I'm composing, isn't
it? Actually, in this light, she could be dear.
Hilda?
It's the light through the stained glass window. Now, dear, first song. Now, hopefully, you're going to do floral dance for us tonight.
Yes, well, that would be the second Cornish anthem. That would be, if there was a second national Cornish anthem, the floor dance would be it.
Are you going to wear bells around the knees? And
no,
like
I don't think I'll bother.
No, just
you
know,
would you turn for
but
me?
They don't, you know, they dress up in...
You want me to turn for you?
Yes.
She hasn't asked me to do that for years, Ben. Could I come past you? She wants me to turn for her.
Rather fast turns here. Now, about...
Yes.
That's right.
About that, yeah.
And don't play the bit under the sellotape, because that's...
You might have to follow a little bit.
I'll do my best, Ben.
I'll see if I can trick you.
Home on a summer night when stars in heaven were shining bright, far away from the footlights' glare, into that sweet and scented air of a quaint old Cornish town. On from afar on a gentle breeze, joining the murmur of summer seas, distant tones of an old world dance, played by the village band, perchance on the corner came floating down. I thought I could hear the curious tone of the cornet, clarinet, and big trombone, fiddle, cello, big bass drum, bassoon, flute, and euphonium, far away as in a trance, I heard the sound of the floral dance. And soon I heard such a bustling and prancing, and then I saw the whole village was dancing. In and out of the houses they came, old folk, young folk, all the same, in that quaint old Cornish town. Every boy took a girl round the waist and hurried her off with tremendous haste. Whether they knew one another, I care not. Whether they cared at all, I know not, but they kiss as they danced along. And there was the band with the curious tone of the cornet, clarinet, and big trombone, fiddle, cello, big bass drum, bassoon, and flute, and euphonium, each one making the most of his chance, all together in the formal dance. So lonely standing there, and I could only stand and stare, for I had no maid with me. Lonely I should have to be in that quaint old Cornish town.
When suddenly, hastening down the lane, a figure I knew I saw quite plain. With outstretched arms, I rushed along and carried her into that merry throng, while fiddle and all came dancing on. We danced to the band with the curious tone of the cornet, clarinet, and big trombone, fiddle, cello, big bass drum, bassoon, flute, and euphonium, each one making the most of his chance, all together in the formal dance, dancing here, prancing there, jigging, jogging everywhere, up and down and round the town. Hurrah for the Cornish floral dance.
Wonderful. Oh, that was marvellous. Oh, well, that's definitely in for tonight, I think. Don't you hear that?
You think so?
Oh, I do. Little one to play that, yes. Oh, it was wonderful. And of course, it's a very expressive piece.
Oh, it's a marvellous. I love it. It's a great storytelling piece.
It is, yeah. Oh, it is indeed. Now, duet, then.
A duet.
Now, I think this one I've chosen here, I think you might find this rather interesting. It's from the singer Lee, and we did look at it very briefly, I know, mm-hmm. Lionel Monckton's lovely singer Lee.
Yes.
The days when, of course, the world was full of Eastern promise, you know.
Yes, full of romance.
The geisha, the Mikado, and all those. And the singer Lee, of course, no exception. Now, if you sing the role of Warren, I'll be Lady Patricia.
Right.
And we'll see how we go with this, because it's very pretty, and I think some of the couples will enjoy this. Yvette, Nadia, do you want
a
copy?
Yes, I think I'm ready.
All right, yeah, after right. Three. Three.
Thank you, dear.
If only all the world had been made for you and me.
Oh, what a perfect place this world would be.
If every bell had rung and every bird had sung.
Merely for you and me. Every little flower would belong to us.
We could keep a motor omnibus. We should have no single soul to thank.
No.
We shouldn't want a penny in the bank.
No,
I don't think
about
not
it.
Really.
If you and I,
and I and you, upon this little world could be the only two, we'd live and love and high above. The stars would sing a lullaby, but you and I and you, upon this little world are not the only two, and so you see we ought to be quite glad there's even you and me. I think we did rather well at that, don't you?
I think we did awfully well. Then,
we'll do
yes,
the next
dear.
Verse.
Well, we'll see how this goes. If only all the world had been made for you and me.
It would be a private company.
Nobody could rend the slightest dividend.
Either from you or me.
Every moment of the day we'd meet.
We'd prepare a lovely balance sheet.
If we worked together hand in glove,
we'd have to carry over lots of love. We would, you know.
If you and I,
and I and you, upon this faithful world could be the only two, we'd live and love and high above, the stars would sing a lullaby. But you and I, and I and you, upon this little world are not the only two, and so you see, we ought to be quite glad there's even you and me.
Wasn't that lovely?
Oh, wonderful.
Very well, dear. Very well
I
indeed.
Think that'll fit in very nicely with sure tonight's programme, mm-hmm. you know. Well, we'll
Is
we'll
that the right key? Will that be all right?
I think that key was fine. That felt comfortable, yes, yes. Because you've always liked musical evenings, haven't you, dear?
Oh, yes, I grew up with them. I think that was my... And this kind of music and the Victorian ballads were very much my musical background.
Now, I think moving on maybe then, if we've got the Victorian flavour in some areas, what about Ivan Avello? Was very popular.
Oh, wonderful.
I thought about, of course, Perchance to Dream, you see.
Yes.
Because that's one of my great favourites. Do you know, Ben, I must tell you, when years ago Evadne and I were with the Rosa Charles Opera, of course, we did not only the grand operas in English, you know, like Il Trovatore, uh-huh, all yes. this, but we did all the novello pieces, and Perchance to Dream was my great favourite. In those days, of course, as Evadne well knows and would tell you, I sang the role of Lydia Liddington.
Uh-huh.
Of course, nowadays it's Mrs. Bridport, the contralto.
Yes.
The notes, you know, is getting up there. They. I need a ladder for some of the notes, and Ivor didn't really write for the voice. But shall I maybe do Woman's Heart, do you think?
Well, that's a lovely one, and not one of the better-known pieces from Perchance's Dream, but a lovely solo, nonetheless.
Do you want to sit down for a minute?
Yes, you relax there.
Have a seat there, and what about a little drop of something, do
yes,
you think?
Well, all right, I'll go and help myself.
No, just help yourself,
very quietly.
Have some Madeira, my dear. It's not Cornish, it's homemade. Vadney right. trod the grapes herself.
Well, slow all right, by yeah. chance. Have you tucked away somewhere?
Yeah, you've got a matter of dropping quick gin.
A woman is always the slave of her heart, no matter what reason may say. She chooses a lover till death us do part, not counting the price she must pay. For man is by nature unfaithful, untrue. His creed he must follow as other men do. But woman adoring is faithful and true. A woman is slave to her heart. Love comes to a maid in varying disguise. The flame of love once lit burns brightly and never dies. Love captures her heart in spite of all endeavor. When she loves forever. A woman is always the slave of her heart, no matter what reason may say. She chooses her lover till death us do part, not counting the price she must pay. For man is by nature unfaithful, untrue. His creed he must follow as other men do. But woman adoring is faithful and true.
Do you keep that one in rhythm?
I think so. You can still get up there, don't you see? When you try and open out, it comes out.
Well, it's having somebody like Ben to,
yes,
around,
you
know, to lean
show
on
your metal.
Thing.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
My metal. She's not talking about the fillings of my teeth there.
All the bones in your course.
How good.
Quite easily.
You are a doctor of music.
Yes, I'm most impressed. I never thought of Dame Evadne as being
doctor.
Such
Dr. Fentner, don't promote her, please. It's a slip of the tongue, I know.
I'll have to be careful, I can see that. No, but I never thought of you as being so much of an improvising musician.
Well, I do occasionally.
I thought of being very much a classical musician.
I've had to travel on both sides of the fence, Ben, really, all my life, you see, because with Dame Hilda's voice gradually sinking through the octaves over the years.
You have to be prepared to move.
Bless her. Tunes her own pianos, you know. I'm amazed you can sing in the cracks. But now, what about staying with maybe some novello?
How about a duet from Perchance to Dream?
Oh, well, of course, that would be nice. The obvious one would be We'll Gather Lilacs.
I think so.
You sight read, Ben, don't you?
Yes, quite well, but I know the tune of this, I must admit.
I think everybody knows this tune, don't they?
I think it's
what key? You know, we're just
E-flat. E-flat's quite a good key, I think, isn't it?
Lilacs in the spring again, and walk together on an English lane until our hearts have learned to sing again. When you come home once more,
and in the evening by the starlight's glow, you'll hold me close and never let me go. Your eyes will tell me all I want to know when you are home once more.
We'll gather lilacs in the spring again.
We'll gather lilacs
and walk together down an
English
lane.
Until our hearts have learned to sing
when you are home once more,
once more.
By the firelight's glow,
and in the evening,
you'll hold me close and never let me go.
And never let
your eyes will tell me all I want
to know. You are home
when you're home
once more. We'll gather lilacs in the spring.
We'll gather lilacs in the spring.
More weeping with
splendid.
That.
Do you think so? Do you think we might? Well, I think we'll mark that down as a nice duet for the
I
evening.
I think so,
it's always popular. Mother and father used to sing it, you know.
I
told you that, haven't I? Well,
yes, you've mentioned
my
it.
My mother and father used to sing it, Ben. Oh, did your parents sing at all?
Yes, my father sang. Not my mother. My father had a very fine bass voice. But there was so much singing in Cornwall in those times. And I remember years later when we started to do a lot of, when it was became possible, when it became sort of kosher to sing Victorian songs again.
Yes.
There was quite a long time when, as a serious artist, you weren't supposed to do them.
They were despised, weren't they?
I remember talking about all these songs that I heard when I was a child, you know, in concerts. And one heard The Holy City, Abide With Me, I'll Walk Beside. All these things you heard in every concert I ever went to. And I sang as a boy as well. And someone wrote in a letter and said, someone met me at the end of a concert, and they said, but we'd heard you say this in interviews on the BBC, and we thought you must be about 70 years of age. Well, I had to tell them that Cornwall was a little behind time, and so when I was a child, it was still very much the Victorian era.
It's funny, once we appeared in Harrogate, I think it was. And
which is
somebody,
not in Cornwall, is it?
No, I think not.
And yes, a couple came to the stage door on sticks, you know, and just to see, you know, say to Evadne, we didn't know you were still alive. And that was, I think, 1954.
Well, yes.
But you didn't take offence?
No, I didn't take anything at all. I took their sticks.
You kicked them away, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Wasn't that awful? And all the money ran out of that enamel mug all down the road. Anyway, another solo, I think, Ben, you know. Nice,
I think
nice
we'll go back and do one of those songs that I heard in almost every concert I ever sang in.
I'll just nip across to Maud on the other side of the hall and ask her to turn the arga down just a touch, dear, while you start this.
Guide you through the world today, while dreams and songs and flowers bless your way. I'll look into your eyes and hold your hand. I'll walk beside you through the you through the world tonight, beneath the starry skies ablaze with light, and in your heart love's tender words I'll hide. I'll walk beside you through the sunshine, joy, and tears. And when the great call comes, the twilight gleams, I'll walk beside.
Crisping up nicely, the crackling's going to be lovely tonight.
Emotional,
yes,
yeah.
That was beautiful. I heard.
You mean I'm not getting a pasty tonight?
Oh no, my dear, I'm sorry, no pasties, no. We thought that perhaps you'd be tired of them, you know.
Oh, never, never. I'll tell you what, when you come to Cornwall for the first time, when we have our new hall, then I shall make a pasty for you.
Because, you know, we don't go to Cornwall very often, because, of course, there's no theatre down there. We've never been asked to work down there, because there's no... Well, there's the Minnick.
Yes.
Which is on the side of the cliff, which would be very difficult.
It's very beautiful, but you'd need exactly the right weather.
Yes.
I mean, it wouldn't be good for your knees.
Well, not really.
I think it's...
Is it by the sea? It isn't.
Yes, no. Yes. Not good for rheumatism.
Cornwall is surrounded by sea.
I'm a martyr to my knees, Ben. You know, I really am.
Yes, she is. And, I mean, show that left one.
No, I don't know.
Show the left one.
It benefits from distance.
That's the left one, yes. That's always the arthritic knee, the left one.
Oh, yes. Well, it comes from a faulty swell pedal, you know, on the church organ.
It flew
back and caught her once, you know.
Yes.
And it was very unfortunate, wasn't it?
Never been quite the same.
It was in a wedding march, and of course it nearly ruined the service. Mm-hmm. It was quite a moment. Now, so far, dear, we haven't touched on anything dramatic, and I thought maybe a piece of opera or something in the dramatic vein.
Well, how about a piece of pseudo-opera, dear? The Spider and the Fly.
Well, yes, I mean, we've got some copies of it. Do you know this, Ben?
No, I don't know.
Well, have a look at it, dear.
No, this is something new for me. You a see, humorous duet.
That's right. Uh-huh. And these were always popular music.
Dramatically
evenings, weren't
humorous.
They? That's right. And I know this would go down awfully well tonight, you know, after dinner, when we're all assembled and our guests are sitting round. And I think you and I could surprise them with this.
I think we
give
could
it a go. I think the expression they use today is, let's wing it.
Yes, let's do that, shall we?
We never used to say that in the opera, you know, let's wing it. Well, not in the ring cycle. Will you walk into my garden, pray you handsome Mr. Fly? If any time you walk away, you've only just to try.
Thank you, dear Miss Spider. I'm so sorry to refuse, but I have a prior engagement, so I hope you will excuse.
Will you really?
No, I think not.
Handsome Fly,
no,
say
not today.
Won't you really? Won't you really?
No, I thank you, not today.
I've the prettiest, sweetest garden, where the larks and linnets sing. I will be willing your servant there, and you shall be my king.
Well, my dear, your soul's so pressing, I'll just step within your door with a welcome so caressing. Sure, no fly could wish for more. Sure, no fly could wish for more. Sure, no fly could wish for more.
Now I've caught you,
dear Miss Spider.
Silly fly, you
dear Miss Spider.
In my meshes,
dear Miss Spider. Won't you let me fly away, cruel spider?
You're my slave, sir.
Cruel spider.
You're my slave, sir. Mine forever. You must stay.
I'll never fly away.
Oh, I think we could do that. Yes. I think it's about. Look at him. That's it, dear. The steam rising from the piano.